Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lizzo giving her acceptance speech last night at the Grammys. She won Record of the Year for About Damn Time, a lively anthem from her latest album, Special. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Matt Rausch with TVInsider.com. What did you think of the Grammys last night?
Well, I enjoyed it more than I thought I would because I don't really connect to a lot of the music anymore since I'm old. So I love the Motown segment for sure, and I was impressed by just how spectacular the hip hop celebration was. But I think what I'm going to remember most about the night was watching Lizzo and Adele share a table together, and then there's Beyonce within reach of her and Taylor Swift at the next table. And I think there was just this sense of all the women rooting each other on. Didn't really matter who won in many regards. And then, of course, it was history because Beyonce became the most honored performer ever at the Grammys. So she's won more Grammys than anybody else, and that happened last night. And so, yeah, so there was a little bit of history made as well. But I think that it's all that female positivity that Lizzo was talking about, because who doesn't love Lizzo, really, honestly? What a great personality she is. So anyway, yeah, so it was, I think, sort of fun. Really long, but it was fun.
It always is, isn't it? And there's some there's some cool pictures that Steve Simpson from our news team was showing me with Beyonce, Adele, and Lizzo, and just how fun it was to see them all together. And like you said, supporting each other.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it's good. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Of course, the ads. Everybody talks about that. What are those ads running for now? And do people still get excited about it even though these leaks happen?
Yeah, I get less excited as the years go by, again, maybe because I'm just like jaded with it all. But yeah, it used to be that you would be like a big surprise when you would watch those ads, because the Super Bowl still is the one night where you can get this audience over 100 million all watching live, and they pretty much stay tuned for the ads, and that's why they're ranking up somewhere between $6 and $7 million this year. They always set a new record every year, and it's somewhere in that $7 million range for 30 seconds of exposure. But then, you know, the ads get their own marketing campaigns. So by the time we get to Sunday, you'll have seen campaigns for like half of the ads, especially the ones that are new or really trying something different. So there won't be a lot of surprise when by the time they actually air in many regards. There might be a few that they hold until the night of. But yeah, so it's more about the spectacle. It's about the marketing. And it's also about the fact that Rihanna's doing the halftime show, and hopefully that will be spectacular. So that is, you know, it's just the biggest night of TV. So everything about it is big, 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 including the amount of money people pay on ads. The only time of the year you actually talk about commercials is the Super Bowl. So that's kind of interesting as well. And for me, as somebody who looks into programming, I'm always curious what the network will use as the show that comes on after the game, because that usually indicates that this is a show that really is important to the network. And this year, though, they're launching the second season of a cooking competition called Next Level Chef, part of Gordon Ramsay's empire. And I was just thinking, well, that's, you know, maybe nobody wants to watch a heavy drama. I get that. Maybe they'd want to watch a comedy. But do you want to watch a cooking competition right after the Super Bowl? I have a feeling most people are going to be drifting away. But usually by that time, you're so saturated with junk food and beer, what have you, that maybe it doesn't matter what comes on after the Super Bowl anymore.
What a bizarre choice. You're right, though, because you expect it to be some drama or something that they're really going to highlight.
Well, you know, back in the day, it was shows that Fox had shows like 24 and The X-Files and stuff like that, where you could do a really special episode. Right now, their cover is a little bit bare in terms of significant drama or even comedy programming. So unless they could have done like an animated, you know, a big episode of The Simpsons or something, but even that might not feel so special. But yeah, it kind of feels like a letdown after the big build-up to the Super Bowl game.
Ghosts, that seems to be like a big thing these days. And there's a new show that's premiering on Wednesday. What do you think of this one coming up?
Oh, it's fun. I'm not sure it's as fun as Ghosts. Ghosts is a really big hit on CBS on Thursdays, now in its second season. Just one of my favorite shows. It's really, really fun. This one's a little bit quirky, but it's called Not Dead Yet. It is fun. It stars Gina Rodriguez, who made a name for herself as Jane the Virgin on the CW. She comes back as this gal. She's kind of a hot mess. She takes a job at a newspaper. She gets the obituary beat, which she thinks is a dead-end job, but all of a sudden, the people she's writing about, the subjects, the dead subjects, begin appearing to her, and so she has these conversations with very colorful dead people who are sort of like helping her get her life back on track to some extent. You've got good guest stars like Martin Mull in the pilot, comedy legend right there. So if you keep up that up, then it's really kind of a fun show. So if you like Ghosts, maybe you want to check out Not Dead Yet. It comes on this week, both before and after Abbott Elementary, which is their biggest hit on Wednesday. But it's going to follow Abbott Elementary, so that's a pretty good lead-in. So maybe on Wednesdays they've got a second hit on their hand, maybe.
Good deal. Always good to talk to you, Matt. Thanks so much. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Benita.
Matt Rausch with TVinsider.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.